1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The Shelton presents Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Mark Cohn Friday, November the 18th at 8 p.m. Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Mark Cohn, along with an all-star band, celebrates the 25th anniversary of his landmark self-titled release, Walking in Memphis. Don't miss Mark Cohn, November the 18th at The Sheldon. Call MetroTix at 314-534-1111 or visit thesheldon.org.
Great music in a great room. That's the award-winning Jazz at the Bistro concert series, located in the newly renovated and remodeled Faring Jazz Bistro. Enjoy the best of live jazz, the living legends, as well as the rising stars. New to this season are Thursday morning coffee concerts. Beginning Thursday, November 17th at 11 a.m., it's the Catherine Russell Quartet. For tickets, contact the box office at 314-571-6000. Jazz at the Bistro, the way jazz is meant to be experienced.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Veterans Day, originally called Armistice Day, was to recognize the end of the Great War. Sadly, that war did not end hostilities. This is Christine with the St. Louis VA Medical Center asking you to pause and reflect upon the meaning of Veterans Day today and every day.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Available everywhere via the free KTRS app. I am Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. And we're happy to have you become a part of the show right now. If you'd like to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge and you have not played in the last 60 days, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or most cell phones can get in here at Star-KTRS. Not only are you getting a chance to be on the air and what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity in which you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your own prearranged commercial endorsement time, you're also playing for a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. Not by our employee of the month, Jenkins.
No.
But by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Yeah, he cheated. Right, Paul. We have one dozen donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations. They have one in Florissant.
That's the drool coming
and
down the side of my
Or you might pick Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant right around the corner from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, or in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And from Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes for you. Or you might want to pick from the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. This is the last weekend for Forbidden Broadway.
My wife and I are going tonight. It's right across the hall from us here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, Forbidden Broadway is playing tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday afternoon at 2. They have two shows tomorrow, so there you go.
So you can have any of those prizes if you win. And if you get all the questions right, you become a big winner, and we give you a bonus.
Yeah, we call that the clean sweep. You'll get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
All right. Let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Belle.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
I would like to say hi to my awesome husband, who actually is the reason why I called in today, and to our beautiful baby, Penny.
All right. You don't want to say your husband's name?
Oh, Nick.
All right. Belle, here comes the semi-random category computer. I push that button. It spins things around. The lights go on and off for no reason, because modern computers no longer have lights to go on and off. But when we built this thing 30 years ago, we had to have lights going on and off, and so they still do. The important thing is they spill out the categories. You can choose from, led, of course, by our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category 2, appropriate for the day, it's all about the veterans. Or Category 3, celebrity veterans. I'm sensing a theme in the categories this week. Which one would you like, Belle?
Let's do the first one.
Have you been paying attention?
Yes.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We go through the questions. 1 point, 2 point, 3 points, 4 points, and 5 points. Total of 15 available. You have to get more than half to win. That's at least 8 points. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of America's first female attorney general who died this week at 78?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
You can pass if you want. Who is the only president in the last 50 years to keep his party in the White House for more than 8 years in a row?
Oh, my gosh, I do not know my president. Pass.
What did voters in Arizona reject while Nevada voters approved this week?
Was it legalization of marijuana?
Yeah, recreational pot. Which state's voters rejected a proposal that would force porn actors to wear condoms?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Pass.
Which country has been thrown into turmoil by its government's decision to make 500 and 1,000 rupee bills no longer valid and usable?
I don't know. United Kingdom?
Well, they use rupees in India.
Oh, okay.
And who was the first female attorney general?
Sandra Day O'Connor?
No, she was on the Supreme Court. It was Janet Reno. Janet Reno. And George H.W. Bush, the only president to be elected and keep his party in office past 8 years in the last 50 years. And it was California where the voters said, no, we're not going to make porn actors wear a condom if they don't want to. So all you got there, Belle, was some weed.
Oh, darn it.
That's not your prize. That was your correct answer. It only got you 3 points, and so that means we're going to have to start the challenge this week with somebody being punished, and that's you. And this is from last night's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, when his guest was St. Louis's own Joe Buck, who decided, I got to sing some Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. This one goes out to my wife and daughters in the audience right now. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Oh, yeah. Sing it, Joe.
Bound by wild desire.
Oh, yeah.
I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flame went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
He says that because that's the name of his autobiography that's out now. Yeah. Now, have I ruined our chances of getting Joe on the show to talk about
that? No, I don't think so. He'll probably sing for us.
Oh, well, then we're definitely not having him on.
We'll bring Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, up on karaoke.
And you know what? You could play harmonica with him.
I will.
That'll be a great duet.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, you notice how much better it got when the Roots joined in and Jimmy Fallon sang back up?
Yeah.
Suddenly there was a melody.
I know.
All right, Belle, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you very much. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
Just say hi to my family and what's up to the chicks.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have It's All About the Veterans, Celebrity Veterans, or Multiple Choice Week.
Let's go with Multiple Choice Week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Don, let's play the Harris Challenge. How much did a $100 bill signed by Donald Trump sell for on eBay this week? $135, $1,351, or $13,510?
Let's go with $13,000.
No, it was $1,351. Which company's stock tumbled 20% this week after Trump's victory? Procter & Gamble, Smith & Wesson, or Johnson & Johnson? Smith & Wesson. In the last 200 years, there have been 700 failed constitutional amendments proposing to do what? Get rid of the Electoral College, make Washington, D.C. a state, or give women equal rights?
Electoral College.
Correct. Songwriter Leonard Cohen died this week at 83. Which of these did not do a cover version of his song Hallelujah? Bob Dylan, Adam Sandler, or Queen Latifah?
Let's go with Latifah.
Correct. What did Sean Smith, I can't pronounce his last name, find? You know, stop the music for a second. I'm going to
retry. He wrote a question when he didn't know.
Sean Smith.
Hold on a second. I want to get this right. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Sean. That much I have. I think the second name, the last name, I believe, is Smirichinsky.
Smirichinsky?
There's a 50-50 chance it's Smirichinsky. So what did this guy Sean find when he went diving for sea cucumbers last month off the north coast of British Columbia? Is it A, a lost nuclear bomb, B, wreckage from Amelia Earhart's plane, or C, a sunken Soviet submarine?
Let's go with the bomb.
It is a lost nuclear bomb from a United States Air Force B-36 bomber that crashed off British Columbia in 1950, and they're thinking, they're hoping, maybe it's a dummy, but it also might be the real thing.
You.
There's as much of a chance of it being the real thing as there is a chance that his real name is Miss Mirchurikin.
Hey, Don Smishmanimern found a bomb. Who?
I apologize to Sean and his entire family. But here's the good news for you, Don. You got the 3, the 4, and the 5. That's 12 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Paul.
You're welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize.
I hope his name's not Don Smishmanimern.
I hope so. By the way, interesting thing. The reason Smith & Wesson stock dropped off this week is because when Obama was elected president, there were all these people going around saying, oh, the government's going to take your guns away. So people went out and bought more guns. But now Trump's in charge, and nobody's saying that. And so Smith & Wesson stock dropped 20% in one day because of that. All right, let's go to our third contestant now. Hi, Marcia.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
I just want everybody to have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, well, with this weather, this perfect autumnal weather, we should have that. All right, definitely. The categories you can choose from now, Marcia, are these. It's all about the veterans. Celebrity veterans, or our new third category, musical veterans. I told you there was a theme today.
Oh, let's try musical veterans.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which singer made headlines when he entered the U.S. Army in Memphis on March 24th, 1958?
Elvis Presley.
Correct. Which influential rock guitarist was given the choice of the military or prison after being caught stealing cars and chose the Army?
I have no idea.
You want to pass?
Yes, pass.
Who spent 4 years in the Army's 25th Infantry Division? Is it Ice Cube, Ice-T, or Vanilla Ice?
I'll say Ice-T.
That's correct. Which member of the Grateful Dead enlisted in the Army after he was caught stealing his mother's car?
I don't know. I need the Grateful Dead members.
All right. Well, go to the five-pointer then. Which famous jazz saxophonist, nicknamed Train, played in the Navy's jazz band?
I'm going to have to say pass on that one, too.
All right. Who was that influential rock guitarist who chose the military instead of prison after being caught stealing cars?
Peter Frampton.
Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
And the Grateful Dead Army enlistee was Jerry Garcia.
Oh, okay.
And it's John Coltrane, who was the famous jazz saxophone player. Marcia, you got 1 for Elvis and 3 for Ice-T. It's lemonade. I like that commercial. I like that Geico commercial a lot. Read the sign, man. Lemonade. Very, very clear. That's one of those where somebody in the ad agency came up with that, and everybody else went, why didn't I think of that?
Yep.
Jenkins has to come up with that. I didn't have that. Very, very good. But unfortunately, Marcia, you only got 4 points, and so you are going to get bucked with a B.
Okay.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire,
You kind of went up. The key went up a little bit.
Now here comes Jimmy.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flame went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. You lucky bastard.
Okay. Marsha, I hope you have a nice weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
Here comes our fourth contestant today. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul, how we doing?
We're doing just great. What do you got going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I'll just plug, for better or for worse, he's our president-elect. All the protesters, the own candidate said, give him a try. Try to work together for once, you know?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Are we, done yeah. with the political portion of the show?
That's his plug.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Robert, we have two categories left. It's all about the veterans or celebrity veterans.
Ooh. I don't know about celebrity. All about the veterans.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which war's end are we marking by having Veterans Day today, November 11th?
The Great War, World War I.
Correct. Which of these countries does not celebrate Veterans Day on or near November 11th? Australia, France, Austria.
I'll say Australia.
It's Austria. Which U.S. president dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, Vietnam. I'm going to guess and say Reagan.
That's correct. During which war did the U.S. have its largest number of service members?
During which war did the U.S. have its largest number of service members?
Yeah.
Meaning in the military?
Yeah.
Civil War.
World War II. Mm. Who was president when the Department of Veterans Affairs became part of the cabinet?
Kennedy.
You said Kennedy?
Yes.
You should have said George H.W. Bush. It was 1989.
Oh.
And in World War II, we had 16.1 military members.
Million.
16.1 million.
I was going based on the number of casualties. Oh. Civil War was 750,000, so yeah. I figured there's more. Okay.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Me, man.
No, World War II would be the first at 16.1, and Vietnam would be second at 8.7. So you also got only the one and the three for a score of 4 points, Robert. And here we go once again into the ring of Buck.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Oh, yeah.
Sound.
There we go. Let up. Go, yeah. Joe, go.
You're right. It was a key change there.
Yeah. A little key change.
He started in the key of M.
Yeah, or
I
L.
Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flame went higher. And it burns. The ring of fire. You lucky bastard.
Okay. He gets the plug in for the book every time.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me you like that. Because I want to come see your band.
Does the Upside Down band do Ring of Fire?
No, but we have.
No,
done
I mean that version. Don't tell me you thought that was pretty good or something.
No.
Wait, hold on a second here. Hold on a second. We're trying to get him on the show. To get Joe on the show.
Oh, yeah, I did think it was good. Yeah, yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I liked it, Robert.
Dan, that's, Dan.
I'll sing Ring of Fire for you.
I have faith in you.
Robert, I'll sing Ring of Fire for you if you come out and see us.
Go see him tomorrow night.
When's your next appearance?
Tomorrow night at the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lehigh Ferry.
There you go.
I'm there.
You go up there.
And I'll come up and say hi.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah, we're playing at 8.
Dan loves it while he's playing, they're playing a song.
Yeah,
that's when he wants all the listeners to come say hi to
him. Yeah. Maybe in the middle of, what's that Stevie Nicks song she does so well, Edge of 17?
Edge of 17,
yeah. While she's up front singing Edge of 17 and Dan is back there laying down
the
baseline.
Dan's on the side of the stage. Just go up and say hi to him.
No, I would just stand up in the middle of the song and shout out, Ring of Fire!
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Robert. Thanks very much for playing. Don't do that. Please. Please. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I wasn't kidding. He loves for people to come up shake his hand while he's playing.
We have people come walking up to us all the time and go, while you're playing. It's just like when you're broadcast, when we're out broadcasting on a remote.
Yes,
and people come walking up and we're talking on the air.
Yeah.
Are you on the air?
Yeah. And I don't do this, but I particularly love it when other hosts then talk to that person who's off mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the conversation's like this.
Yes, we're on
the air. On the air right now. And yeah. then you hear this.
Can you guys...
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit later.
Can you guys mention that we have a lemonade stand outside?
But you can't hear the lemonade stand requests.
No.
One-sided conversations are so entertaining to listen to.
Why we don't do it. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul.
You want to plug something?
Sure. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
There you go.
Appreciate your service.
Thank you. I'm thanking you not on my behalf because I'm not a veteran, but on theirs. And that leaves us to our final category, which is celebrity veterans, Fred.
Oh, boy.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actor spent time in the brig as a Marine and time in the cooler in the movie The Great Escape?
McQueen.
Correct. Who was a military newspaper writer in the Army and went on to become America's most famous adult magazine publisher?
Hugh Hefner.
Correct. Which branch of the military did George Carlin join after dropping out of high school?
Oh, boy. Pass.
Who played a fictional Civil War soldier in Glory and a real-life fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force? Both Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon were in the military. Not counting honorary awards, which one ended up with a higher rank?
Who were the two, McMahon and who?
Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
McMahon.
Ed McMahon was a Marine colonel.
Yeah, I knew that.
Later on, he became an honorary brigadier general.
Oh.
Johnny Carson never made it higher than ensign in the Navy. So you got that one right. Morgan Freeman was the Civil War soldier in Glory and the real-life fighter pilot.
Time's up. I passed. Right? Don't I get to guess?
Was time up?
I just assumed that...
Because I went into my explanation.
Yes, because you were taking all of his time by talking that...
All right. You know what? I'm going to give him Morgan Freeman, and now you have to guess. This is for the clean sweep. This is serious stuff here, Fred.
Yeah, what was the last question? I already forgot it.
Which branch of the military did George Carlin join?
George Carlin. I believe he was in the Navy.
I was listening to somebody talking off mic there for a second. No, the correct answer is the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, bummer. All right.
That's all right, though. You got yourself 12 points, and you're a winner, Fred.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and we'll load up some more for next week when we play the Harris Challenge all over again at 5:15 Friday afternoon. You want to get previous Harris Challenges? They're in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Morgan Freeman. All right, here is Frank Ladd. It's not Morgan Freeman with traffic.
Boy, now you're taking up all of my time like Paul was taking up all of Fred's time.
Don't worry, Mike's going to take up the rest of the show.
Tesson Ferry at Concord School Road got an accident with injuries reported there. Westbound Highway 40, you're on the brakes now. Boyle through McCaws and approaching 141. Then Highway K out through Wentzville. Westbound Highway 70, still working with an accident on Highway A at last check. It was two left lanes. Back up to Highway 79. Southbound 170 on the brakes. Delmar through 64. Eastbound 64, still seeing delays due to the earlier accident from Long Road up to 141 at last check. They were clearing the accident there at 141 and had been blocking the left and the right lane. Southbound 270, heavy now between Olive and north of Olive Page through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 has been heavy most of the afternoon between McDonald and Lindbergh. And this update is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car, plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, vehicle location, and more for a smarter, safer, or connected car, go to hum.com. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Huer on Friday Night Show. It's the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show. Jim Holder joins me as we kick things off at 6:30. Barry Odom, Howard Richards, and the voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, Joe Fisher, joins us. In the 8 o'clock hour, we turn our attention to hockey. Hockey Sense with Andy Strickland, all on Friday on the Big 550.
We are our Mizzou.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
A show business icon is coming live. The St. Louis International Film Festival presents An Evening with Jerry Lewis.
Ordinarily, I do not like to deviate, but I've been a deviant for some time.
Jerry Lewis, Saturday, November 12th at the Family Arena. An evening of jokes, songs, and incredible stories from a lifetime of show business.
I'm not well. Do you have a mind off?
Tickets available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
I think I'm crazy. You're paying.
The Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular is coming to your city. A fun-filled family holiday event featuring the cast of Cirque Musica, together with all-time favorite holiday songs performed by a live orchestra. Journey into a world of high-flying adventure with amazing aerialists, acrobats, hilarious hijinks, and holiday cheer, too. Together with your favorite holiday hits performed live with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. December 15th, 7:30 p.m., the Family Arena. Tickets on sale at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com. Presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Attend the East Side Spectacular Brewery Collectible Show, an antique bottle and jar show, this Saturday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Belclaire Fairgrounds at Belleville. There'll be over 300 tables with thousands of pieces of collectible brewery merchandise. A great way to update your man cave. Admission is only $2. Early birds get in at 7:30 for 20. Don't miss it. The Brewery Collectible Show this Saturday at the Belclaire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Online at explorethemidwest.com.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
Quartz. We're talking about the stones. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath. We interrupt this E&B Granite commercial for an important announcement from E&B Granite. If you want new countertops installed by Thanksgiving, you have to act now. Not later, not tomorrow, now. You must order by November 15th if you want it installed by Thanksgiving. And now back to your regularly scheduled E&B Granite commercial, already in progress. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton. Online at ebgranite.com.
If you're thinking about selling or buying a home, don't do it alone. I'm Kathy with the Kathy Helbig Real Estate Group, and a seller sellers' market, spotting potential challenges are key to maximizing price and, more importantly, keeping your sale from falling through. Every real estate transaction is vastly different. While we strive for every step to be hassle-free, multiple providers and people do impact the process. Any one of them can jeopardize the sale or purchase of your home. Once your home is under contract, how do you keep a good deal from going bad? Execution. Our team makes all the difference. That's why when I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience exceptional. So I built a team of experts and service professionals to take the burden off you and sell your home for top dollar fast. The fall market is hot. If you're looking to buy, sell, or build, call us today at 314-276-SOLD. That's 276-7653. Or visit KathyHelbiggroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams Realty West.
Trains form your holiday season and visit the largest indoor model train exhibit in Missouri at the Museum of Transportation. If you haven't visited the Museum of Transportation this year, the holidays are a perfect time. This nationally acclaimed museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world. Santa and his reindeer will be stopping by too. Learn more at museumstlewis.org. Experience the holidays at the Museum of Transportation. It's a moving experience.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is a show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, sir.
No work till Monday.
Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. We sponsor this gentleman each and every day from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it a happy Veterans Day to everybody.
And to you as well. Did you serve?
No.
Neither did I.
But I can tell you this.
Yeah?
Very big part of my life. My dad was in the Navy for 31 years. My whole childhood was Navy housing and being involved with the Navy.
Did you move around a lot because of that?
We lived mainly in Hawaii, but we did have short stints in Norfolk and Bethesda Naval Hospital in D.C. And Long Beach in San Diego.
Uh-huh. Those are all not bad places to be moved to.
Yeah. Especially Pearl Harbor.
Nice ports.
Yeah.
It's great. Paco's question: in the name of the most of the celebrity who failed high school drama, was told that he was going to get an F, and they asked him to leave the class. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Seacrest, Ryan Felipe, Ryan Reynolds. Is it true? Billionaire, liberal, violent, radical, Clinton-loving George Soros. They have tracked down and paid millions of dollars to get these rioters to around the country to protest and to riot last couple of nights. Shouldn't you go to jail for that, flying people in just to break windows and stuff?
If you can prove it.
I guess, well. And what about all those crybaby college students, huh? How about them? Some of them are getting comfort food brought in this weekend. Classes have been canceled. They don't have to take tests. Three colleges are even bringing in petting dogs so that the students can pet to help take off the shock of the election.
Well, I think they have a pretty good chance of overturning the outcome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It might be nice if instead of burning flags and protesting, maybe they ought to, on Veterans Day, go and offer support to some of the post-traumatic soldiers that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just me, though.
It would also be nice if our government did that.
Yeah.
That'd be good, too.
Yeah.
Movie review, Arrival. You see it?
I did.
It is the best sci-fi movie in years. Great writing, great effects, and cast includes Amy Adams, who is very hot, Jeremy Renner, Forrest Whitaker, great job, truly amazing. This sci-fi is thought-provoking, mind-expanding, and to me, you get emotionally involved in it, which mm-hmm. is weird for a sci-fi.
Yep.
Rated PG-13, under 2 hours, 3.5 stars.
Yep, I agree.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
Totally agree on it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Alicia Keys. She's a nut.
She seems like it.
She's a nut.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but...
No, but I mean, what's the example you're about to give us?
She won't let her children watch or read Snow White because she says it portrays women in a bad light. Alicia Keys says, quote, "It's totally sexist. A young, hot woman forced to clean house for seven weird old men. That's the thinking that was what's wrong with this country."
Okay.
Seven weird old men.
Okay.
Hello. It's Snow White.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell me that's not odd. Really? Snow White?
Whatever.
More bad report cards for TV shows. This is from Fox. They're all bad. Son of Zorn, Pitch, Exorcist. Man, TV's gotten bad.
I like Pitch.
You're kidding.
No, I like it. I don't love it. It's not must-see TV for me, but I find it a pleasant enough diversion.
Mm. Major changes in the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, basically taking the Oscars vote away from members over 70 years age. That's what they want to do. That would be hundreds of them. They want younger voters. I don't think that's fair.
No, I don't think so either.
It's been 50 years, you know, working in the industry, and now it's like, okay, you're not going to vote anymore.
If Rue McClanahan can't vote, nobody should.
There you go.
If she's still alive, I don't even know.
No, Rue is not with
us anymore. Who got thrown out of high school drama class because he had no talent? Ryan Gosling, Ryan Seacrest, Ryan Felipe, Ryan Reynolds.
I'm immediately going to Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
I know. I want to say that too, but I'll say Felipe.
I'm going to say Reynolds.
The answer is Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
And finally, Aloha Friday. Don't work on Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Happy Veterans Day. Lili Yokalani, Lani Yani Oke, Eloku, and Akaka, and Aga, and Ahui. Hui.
And right after Mike Evans, we move right on to Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. Or download the STL Taxi app and let Laclede Cab pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Jeff Olson for our first story from Toronto, Canada, where on Halloween, a shoplifter was stopped by Spider-Man. Actually, it was a guy named Mark Zilio, who goes by the name Peter Parker and dresses up as Spider-Man to pose for pictures of people on the street. They give him a few bucks, he does the picture. You've seen these sort of people at various touristy kind of places. Well, on Halloween, a woman went into a store, bought a costume, tried to leave with some other stuff she hadn't paid for, and two security guards tried to stop her, but she ran away. As she barged through the doors of the store, Zilio happened to be doing his Spider-Man act in front of the store. Says he felt a responsibility to step in. He told a TV station the woman was, quote, very squirmy as he held her down until the guards got there. I've been doing knuckleheads in the news for 30 years. I've never used the word squirmy before. Zilio says he's not going to turn crime fighting into a full-time job because he has no training. But he was happy doing this Spider-Man act on that sidewalk. He thought it was funny that he wound up fighting crime on the one day when there are a lot of people dressed up as Spider-Man. It was Halloween. And, of course, he added, with great power comes great responsibility. Story number two is from Houston, Texas, where a cop noticed a car stopped at a stop sign for a lot longer than it should have been. So he drove over and looked inside, saw a man and a woman in the front seat passed out. Both of them with their pants down, she with her shirt off. In a court appearance Thursday, prosecutors said it appeared the couple passed out after having sex. By the way, the car was in a moving lane of traffic and still in drive. Oh, yeah, I should mention the other two passengers in the car. Two little girls aged 1 and 2 in their car seats in the back seat. One of them sleeping, the other one awake, probably wondering what is going on in the front seat. Toddlers turned over to members of the guy's family while he and his sexual partner were taken to jail. Story number three from Wyoming. Devel McLean claims she was attacked by her salad dressing. She says she was making dinner when the bottle, which she says was possessed, exploded with the loud noise of a loud firecracker. Knowing people would think she'd been drinking again, DeVell took pictures of the mess, which showed salad dressing on the carpet, the walls, her dress, and a laptop computer. She estimates it did $2,500 worth of damage. Now, before you think to yourself, this woman is pulling off some sort of insurance con, you should know that Dorothy Lynch brand salad dressing had been recalled by the manufacturer because apparently bacteria inside the product, if left too long, can cause the liquid to bubble and spew out uncontrollably. By the way, I've used that phrase before on Knuckleheads in the News, spew out uncontrollably. Yeah, that's not the first time for that one. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, Ashley Basics' neighbors called the cops when they saw her drinking a beer as she drove up in a forklift. Yep. Throwing one back while she's bringing the forklift up the driveway to move her own van. She actually operated the forklift, picked the van up, moved it out of the way. Why? Because she couldn't get it to start and her other car was behind it in the driveway. Where'd she get the forklift? Well, she works for the Wyoming State Forestry Division and, quote, borrowed it. She never got the chance to get in the other car. The neighbors had called the cops by then. They showed up, busted her for DUI and for having an open beer in a forklift. As for the heavy machinery, it was returned to the Forestry Division, no worse for the wear. And we finish with a quick story from our listener, from our colleague, Jim Hewer. Here's the entire story, or at least all you need to know about this story, from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Michael Persaud records rap songs under the name Montana Mills. One of his tunes is called Sell Drugs. Guess what he was busted for this week? Selling heroin to an undercover cop. He and his girlfriend accomplice are going to jail. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, do I have one more minute, Ian?
I believe so.
Okay. Here's a story. Sometimes knucklehead stories deserve a little extra spotlight. And here's one from England of a 19-year-old young lady by the name of Beth. She and her friends went to Spain to have a drunken holiday weekend. They were drunk at a bar, and they started talking about tattoos. She already has a few, and they were saying, what would be the worst tattoo you could get? And they agreed the worst thing you could get would be one on your buttocks that says, and you remember this is English, up the bum, no babies. When she woke up the next day, guess what Beth had tattooed on her right buttock? Yep. Up the bum, no babies. She says, and this again is English, she was gobsmacked. I love that word. Gobsmacked. Her sister was horrified. Her father now will not talk to her because it's too vulgar. He says it's a true statement, but it shouldn't be tattooed anywhere on your body, let alone on your bum. Now, why do we know about this story? This should be a private little story that Beth and her family know about. Well, in England, there's a TV show called Tattoo Fixers, where they will pay to get your tattoo either removed or fixed or have something else inked over it. But you have to go on camera and tell the whole story, which Beth did, and now it's gone viral. The good news? Up your bum, no babies is now a nice feathery design without any words left in it. I don't know how they did it, but they did. And she says, I think I have learned my lesson until my next drunken holiday. And that's what I'm going to leave you with, ladies and gentlemen. Have a very happy Veterans Day and enjoy the great weather this weekend. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Frank and Colin and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Find me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. And thanks for listening.
Meep, meep. All right, it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We're still seeing volume headed westbound out of the city from Kings Highway through McCausland. And then you're going to be on the brakes of westbound on Highway 64 now. In St. Charles County, looks like 364 in pockets passing Lake St. Louis through Highway 70. Eastbound on Highway 64, finally gotten the accident out of the way at 141. However, still seeing stop-and-go pockets from the Spirit of St. Louis overpass up through about Timberlake Manor, eastbound on 64. Eastbound on 270, still seeing some delays coming around the bend between Looks like McDonald and 170. Southbound 170, just a pocket of IM south of Clayton Road, the Clayton Road overpass there through Highway 64. We've thinned out, headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge eastbound on Highway 64 now. And we're still working with that accident at Tucson Ferry and Concord School Road this evening. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for more details. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vinson Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. On Saturday, the Mizzou Tigers look to pick up a victory as they host the Commodores from Vanderbilt.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at noon, and the kickoff is at 2:30.
Listen to all the action right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, only on Fox 2 News at 6, a parent's pain.
I never really truly thought that he would do what he did to them.
Two young boys killed by their own father. Now their mother breaks her silence to remember the son she lost too soon.
It's a dollar bill that's traveled around the world and kept three friends together for life. I'll explain.
Plus, how local firefighters rescued a dog trapped in a drainage pipe.
But first at 6, and all new at 6, two young boys are killed at the hands of their father before he turns the gun on himself.
I talked to the boy's mom about her horrific nightmare and what she wants us all to know about her sons.
Very active, always happy. He liked to teach his younger brother how to